Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us the concluding paragraph in this halacha, where he's going to tie together the issue of 7 weeks of oimer. Why 7 weeks of oimer? V'alkein soferim sheva shabosos. Based on what we said so far, it would seem that it's enough to count 7 days. Why count 7 weeks? Kedei lichloel kol yoim v'yoim mishivas yemei bereshis b'pchina shabbos shehu yoim ha'shvi. What we're trying to do here is to take every one of the days of creation and plug it into Shabbos, which is the seventh day. Ki Shabbos hu bebechinas lemala miyazma yoiser mikol hayomim akdoshim. Because of all the 7 days of the week, Shabbos is closest to being above the concept of time, more so than the other 6 days. As the Torah says, kamo shekosu, ubeirachtoi mikol hayomim, v'kidashtoi mikol hazmanim. We say it in the Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, that Hashem has blessed this day. It has more blessing than any other days, and it has more holiness than any other days. And we've learned before, ki kol yoim sheyesh boi toisvis kidusha b'yoyser, hu somoch b'yoyser l'b'chines l'mala mi'azman. Any day that has more holiness to it means it's closer to Hashem. It's closer to being part of this concept of above time. Ki ikra hakedusha hu kishezeichen lahamshech hadas hakodosh al yidei hu amun hakedusha. Because the main concept of holiness is based on a person being trying to achieve das through emuna. Shayidei zeh nismayet hazman b'yoyser. And the more a person gets more das, the more the time shrinks. Canal, as we said earlier, v'chol yoim sheyesh boi toisvis kedusha, and on any day which has more holiness than an average day, kigoin yomim toivim, for example, the Jewish holidays, nimshach o zeleinu heoras ho'emuno v'adas b'yoyser. What's happening on that day is that the Jews are receiving more emuna, more das on that day. On Shabbos, when a Jew closes his business and feels his faith in Hashem, he's prepared to put his money where his mouth is, he's prepared to not to go to work because he's acknowledging that Hashem created the world in 6 days. And on Shabbos, he's spending more time learning than any other day in the week. So we see that a day where there's more kedusha, there's more emuna and more das. Vaydezeh nismayit hazman b'yoyser. And by doing that, he lessens the power of time. He's going into above the concept of time. The nichlal b'yoyser b'sharoshoy, and he's plugging himself more into his roots, which is b'toyich b'chinas lamala miyazman, which is Hashem, which is above the concept of time. Shezehu ikar kedushas hayomim v'zmanim. This is the main concept of Shabbos or Yom Tov or any time that's designated to be holy. What makes it holy? The emuna and das that the person is activating on that day, through which he's plugging himself into Hashem, which means he's taking zman and plugging it into lamala mezman. V'chol ma shehayom kodosh b'yoyser nismayit v'nizbatel azman b'yoyser. The holier that a day is, the more the zman, the physical time, becomes less and less, in a sense. The Shabbos, shehu me'ein olam haba, therefore, Shabbos, which is called me'ein olam haba, it's not even part of this world, it's outside this ballpark completely, al kein hu bebechinas lamala mi'azman legamri, therefore Shabbos is considered to be above the concept of time, connected Thursday, Friday. Compared to those days, Shabbos is above the concept of time. And again, lahavdil, people at work generally, you'll see that, you know, they complain, wow, how come Shabbos goes by so quickly? How come every day when I'm at work, every hour feels like a year? And then on Shabbos, poof, suddenly it went by like a... V'chol hazmanim, because of the fact that it's a higher level of kedusha, therefore the time seems to be going by much more quickly. V'chol hazmanim agdoshim mekabla mi Shabbos. We know that all holy times of the year, all holidays, draw from Shabbos, which is Lamal Miazman. Ki kol hayomim tovim mekablam mi Shabbos ki yaduah mavur makom acher. Because the Sforim tell us that Shabbos is the source of a time of Kedusha, and all yomim tovim draw from Shabbos. Shabbos is called Tchilo v'mikroi Kodesh. It's the first and foremost of all holy times. V'alkein soifrim sheva shabosois. This is why we count seven Shabbases. K'dei lichlo kol yoimi zayin yimei bereishis shu kol yisazman b'toch b'chinas Shabbos. Because by doing that, we're taking all Sundays of the whole world and plugging them into Shabbos. And plugging Shabbos into all Sundays of the world. And taking Shabbos and plugging it into all Mondays of the world. K'dei lekasher hazman l'bechinas l'malim yazman. Shezehu ikar ha'kdusha kanal. The main way of drawing holiness into something is drawing Hashem into it. Drawing l'malim yazman into the zman. V'aydeze zoichen l'kabalas ha'torah b'shavuos shuyayim ha'chamishim shusay ra'yevo b'chinasim kippur k'yaduah. And by doing that, once we've gone seven Shabboses, in other words, we're taking Shabbat, once by going seven Shabboses, we're showing that we're taking Shabbos and fixing Sunday with it. Taking another Shabbos, fixing Monday with it. Taking a third Shabbos, fixing Tuesday with it, etc., etc. We're using Shabbos to make a tikkun for all 7 days of creation. That's why we need seven of them. Each Shabbos is serving as a tikkun for another unit of zman. Ki ikar kedushas hayoyv lagodol shnas hachamishim hu biyom kippurim al yedei tkiyas shofar. Because we know that when we talk about the 50th year yovel, we declare it on Yom Kippur, and we declare it with the blowing of the shofar. Kemo shekosu v'havarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi'i b'osro b'chodesh biyom kippurim. That's what it says in the Chumash. Kiyom HaKippurim Hu Bechinas. So we see that the 50th is a concept of something that's heralded with the shofar. And now and it's done on Yom Kippur, and it's done bedafka on Yom Kippur. Why? Rav Nosson Zal says Kiyom Kippur Hu Bechinas Lamala Miyazman, because Yom Kippur represents above the concept of time. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Hamidos, Sheyoyim Sheho'odom Oise Tshuva Hu Lamala Me'azman. A day on which a person does tshuva, that day does not follow the rules of time whatsoever. It's above the concept of time. Because one of the most obvious questions of a Baal Tshuva is, what kind of baloney? You're going to tell. Notice, how in the world am I going to fix 20 years or 40 years with tshuva? I don't know if I have 40 years left, you know. And even if I did, so you mean to say I'm going to have to wait 40 years? The answer is no. Tshuva, Rabbeinu Zal explains in Sefer Amidos, is above the concept of time. When a person is doing tshuva, it's not a direct correspondence of a day to a day, a year to a year. V'chein Yom HaKippurim Hu Lamala Me'azman. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that therefore Yom Kippur, which is the ultimate day of tshuva, is above the concept of time. So therefore, Yovel, which is number 50, you know, which is after 49, after 7 times 7, after we've made the whole tikkun of zman to taken Shabbos and used it to clean up all the different days, that 50 is lamala me'azman. Ki anu zeichen b'shavuos al yidei mempes yimei asfira lehoras yoyim ha'chamishim shu b'chinas yovel, b'chinas yom kippur, b'chinas esoyros ha'shena, b'chinas shofar. Because on Shavuos, which is the 50th day coming after the 49 days, we're zeichen to the light of the 50th year, which is called yovel. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word yovla, in Aramaic, you add an aleph at the end. Yovla, yud vav beis lamed aleph, is bigimatria 49, showing that that's the year after the 49, which is Yom Kippur, which is waking up from sleep, which is the sound of the shofar. Shekol zehu bechinas lamala me'azman kanal, where we explained earlier that all of these represents concepts that are above time. Tshuva, shofar, waking up from sleep, all of it, das, a new level of das. V'alkein oz b'shavuos niskayim ha'olam. Now you could understand also why the creation of the world was completed on Shavuos, right? Kama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, on Shabbat, creation of the world was within time, right? We said all time, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six. On day six, Hashem completed everything, right? Which day six? as the Gemara says, Al Hei the Yom Hashishi. Yom Hashishi Vayichul Hashemayim Shekol Hoylam Hoyatolui Umismaite Ad Yom Hashishi Vesivan. The Gemara says that even though Hashem finished the world on Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't really finished. The world was still shaky, wobbly, until Yom HaShishi, until the sixth day of Sivan, 2,448 years later, when the Jews received the Torah, the sixth day of Sivan. Kizeh Iker Kium HaOlam VaHazman, because what establishes the world and what establishes time is Kishayoidin Bemuna Shlema Shekol Hazman Nimshach Mifinas Lamalin Hazman, is only when we realize and acknowledge that all of time is coming from above the concept of time, which means Shezel Bechinas Emunas Chedesh Olam. That's our faith in the newness of the world, that we believe that 5,755 years ago there was nothing, there was no world, there was no time. And time, it started from zero. It started, there was a point of zero time, lamala miyazman, and then it entered into time. That's called chiddush olam, that it started from nothing. There was nothing before that. That whole emuna, she'anu zeichem b'shavuos, which a Jew is zeichet to on shavuos, after going through that seven times seven, that whole tikkun tzman, she'idezeh ikar kiyum olam. That's how we establish the world. That's how we make it possible for the world to exist and maintain itself. We saw before from the Zohar Kodesh that nothing can exist. An army that is not in existence, the authority, the malchus, is not in existence unless they verbally count off each one. Then it exists. Without that, it doesn't. It's not established. It won't be an army. It won't function. The Zohar Kodesh explains it.
How's it possible? You've got three guys in front of you.
Yes.
And they don't count? Are they all going to vanish?
His question is, on the physical level, I don't understand this. You have 30 guys sleeping in the bunk.
Not sleeping, standing.
But we see from real life. In other words, the Zohar Kodesh might explain it al pi kabbalah or al pi Torah. I'm showing you a reality. I'll prove to you the reality. Let's forget the army. Let's talk about camp. Summertime, the kids go out to camp, and there's no army. This is one of those camps where they're into the new age thinking. There's no bugle call, there's no shofar. And there's no lineup. And there's no line, and they don't count off people. You know what it looks like? It's a bunch of cows, it's a bunch of yo-yos. They can't do anything, they can't have any organized activity because there's no roll call. They can't function as a unit and group, they can't accomplish things because they're not being counted in.
You said unless you articulate.
Yes.
It doesn't exist.
Exactly.
So if people do wake up.
Yes.
And they stand in three lines.
Yes.
But there's no articulation.
Yes.
You don't see that they're in this.
Yes. And I'll show it to you. You never ran a camp. Or you'll ask people that ran any kind of function like that, where unless you count heads, unless you articulate, there will be people in the real world, in the Olam HaGashmi, unless you count kids, it's very likely that there is a kid missing, and you don't see it, and you don't notice it. And by counting them off, you'll notice a kid missing or a certain thing, and then be able to establish a shlemus. And without it, you won't. I'm saying it, you know, from certain experience. I'm saying maybe for more information, could be have to see. I'll sit over there, the chulu, and find that the Zohar Kodesh elaborates on it. But I can definitely see in the physical world how there is such a, you know, again, or a person has certain things, possessions, or you know, how many glasses, you know, you put it away, and unless you count off, suddenly there's one missing, and the person says, I don't know how it happened, but somehow over the past month, three glasses are missing. Why? Because you didn't count them every day to make sure they were all there. If you would have counted, if you would have noticed that when the first one was missing, and you would have looked around and noticed that somebody didn't put, there's one in a corner out there. Because he didn't count, it looked like they were all there. I mean, I saw glasses there, so I knew they were all there. No, you didn't count them off. You'll see that over a period of 3-6 months, you'll be without the glasses. You know, all the glasses are going to disappear. So, and you're going to wonder, how did it happen? You're going to know because you didn't follow the Zohar Kodesh. You didn't see what the Zohar Kodesh said, that unless something is counted, you know, it's not established. It's not fully established.
Sorry, why did each person then have to count individually?
Ah, The answer is because number one, just then, did we finish? Let's just think two lines, we'll finish, and then we'll explain. Where are we? Shaydeze ikar kiyum hoylam. Ki ikar kiyum hoylam hu al yidei emuna. Because we know that the main establishment of the world and the main thing that keeps the world going is emuna. As there's a pasuk that says all of Hashem's creation is with emuna, and we learned earlier that emuna was related to sleep. When a person sleeps, that's when they go into the emuna mode and the kriya shma amita before emuna. And Rav Nosson Zal equated that to the oimer that's brought before the counting of the 49 days. You bring this korban made from barley, which is the equivalent of emuna, etc., etc. Now the question was asked, why does each and every Jew have to count the 49 days? Because each and every Jew is a world. A person is called Olam Koton. And for his world to be established and to be functioning, he has to, the tikkun of his Olam is dependent, someone else's counting fixes up that person's world. In order to be Masaki in my world, if my world should be established and functional everything, it's dependent on my counting. Kaviyochel Hashem did the counting in the beginning of creation. That was for the world on a general level. Then each and every one of us, which represents an Olam Koton, our establishment of Emuna and Das and all of these things is dependent on our counting world. This topic of counting comes up maybe 10-15 times in the Kutei Halachos. The topic of counting and the topic of Zman and Lamala Mezman. And we're going to have several different explanations and interpretations of it. It's something ruchni, it's not so easy to fathom. And Rav Nosson Zal says it's above rationale, but Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us a lot of different things that will help clarify, that will help us understand.
Counting in itself, on another level, we have an
exactly. Exactly. He's going to address that. When yes and when not. We see certain times in the Torah that counting resulted in magefa, and yet we're shown here the Zohar Kodesh uses this wording, that nothing in this world is established unless it's counted. Unless it's counted verbally. People running a koilo. Again, people running a koilo without counting off, without taking attendance. We have an afternoon koil here upstairs with about 100 people, and we've seen over the years that unless there was a person designated to take attendance and count each person coming in, and count when people leave, and unless that, you'll see over a period of a couple of months, your 120 people will become 40. The whole thing becomes a joke. Why? Because that's how Hashem designed this world. The Zohar Kodesh says testimony. That unless you're counting, unless you're registered, signing in at work, why is it that in all of these places they have clock in time, clock in when you came in, and each person count how many cards, how many workers are here, because that's how you know who's there.